This is Twit.
Both Google and Facebook were spanked by Apple this week because they were using their enterprise certificates in a way that Apple said that's not appropriate. Apple has restored Facebook's. I imagine by now they've restored Google's. The problem is that when you disable an enterprise certificate, you disable also in-house apps. The Google Bus app, the GBus app, stopped working. So
they're just stuck there. They couldn't go home.
I can't leave. I don't know when the bus is coming. So Devendra, you're obviously up on this. What was, first of all, let's start with Facebook. What were they doing?
From what I'm hearing, it was a research app. I haven't fully covered the story, but it was an internal research app, and it was something where Facebook was paying people basically to give them full access to everything on their phones.
$20 a month. They gave root network access to the Facebook for all data, not just Facebook data, but all data.
All data.
But they were told, right?
They were told.
And you guys, we were only young.
These are 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
This is not fair. Not they can't really give access. They like, you know, if you're happy, if your teen child had breakfast, like they can't make these big decisions. They don't get it. They're like $20.
Even if you accept that,
that's a lot
right?
of bubble
gum. You could argue like if that's a worthy thing or not, but I think the really egregious part is that this is a continuation of something Facebook had before. It was a VPN app called Onavo, and they were using that app to track user behavior and track things that were happening on their phones. They were, you know, that was swatted down. This research app is basically a rebadge of that technology, which Apple has already said no to.
Facebook, which is you break the rules, you get caught, you apologize, then you do it again.
Right. Well, and what they did, I mean, and partially I'm kind of happy that this whole instance happened. I obviously feel terrible for anybody who, any employees who worked at Facebook or Google who lost access to their stuff because, you know, I work at a big tech company and we have, you know, like internal enterprise apps and some of them are really important and it would be really frustrating to not have access to those things. But this has been a really common way around the App Store for a long time that has kind of gone under the radar that hasn't had a lot of reporting around it where, you know, Apple won't allow certain types of applications in the App Store for whatever reasons. They say it violates, you know, collection information or, you know, maybe it's an emulator and we don't support this sort of thing or whatever. And so instead what happens is people get an enterprise certificate and you know they pay for one of those accounts or they just get a regular dev certificate where you can now have even more you know testers and they issue you know copies with the sort of around you know kind of in back channels and people install them. They install you know the certificate on their phone and then they're able to you know download the app directly from the developer and people use that as a way to you know do stuff that otherwise wouldn't be there, whether it's, you know, pirated, you know, sort of stuff or, you know, maybe something that again, like in Facebook's case is rebadging an app that the App Store wouldn't let in. And in some cases it might be legitimate. It might be like, I really want this SSH type of scenario or some sort of code editor on my phone. This won't be allowed at the App Store, but I can get an enterprise certificate and release it to however many thousands of people. Cool. So this has been happening, but nothing's been done about it. And so if anything, I'm kind of glad that this is kind of drawing attention to the fact that there is this whole shadow like app economy using these things. And there, and especially in other countries where, you know, people have to go around things maybe to get around censorship or other stuff. Like we should acknowledge that this is happening because Apple really loves to talk about how safe and secure its store is. And by the most part it is, but this is a really easy hole, like a really easy in run around those policies.
Well, that's an important point. You can laud Apple for respecting privacy, but the minute you put any third-party app on your iPhone, you're being monitored in some way or other, whether it's location monitoring. I mean, and you give them permission, I understand, but Apple's privacy policy only extends up to the point of Apple's apps. And after that, it's anything goes.
Well, also, it's the difference between the apps that are being available within the store and these apps that we're
these
talking
are,
about.
These are far worse. Security. I understand.
Right. These are.
So let me,
and I don't
let me
think
just.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, that's the thing. I don't. It sounds like we're getting to the point where it's like, oh, all these enterprise certificate apps are bad.
No, not at all.
That's the way we have to. Like, when I see apps early, this is the process I have to go through to see something before it's on the store. There are certain loopholes there. It's more like, what Facebook did. And to be clear, this Onavo VPN I'm talking about, I covered them when they launched like several years ago, and it was a really interesting app idea because it was supposed to be this little app that would basically compress your data and save you like cell phone bandwidth and stuff. Like it'll save your bandwidth cap. When Facebook bought it, everyone was like, oh, they're going to do something terrible with this. And not long after that, they did something terrible with it. So this is all an example of Facebook being the worst and trying to get away with being the worst, like again and again.
Yeah, at some point you have to say, oh, this is intentional.
They get away.
This is not...
They keep on doing it, and people, like, again, it's like these companies too large to fail because Apple's going to take a whole bunch of heat if they just cut them out and say, listen, we can't trust you. We're going to have to check everything that you do beforehand. But the worst part is Facebook was doing this, got caught for it. They're already, I think, back in. I think that they've already said, okay, you're all restored to that. But they were doing this in order to catch what was the wave with the young generation and then be able to buy out whatever applications were important to be able to do it so that they could. Exactly.
Yeah. So let me, by the way, a lot of credit to John Constein and TechCrunch because they broke the story and they did a lot of great reporting on this. Constein had written, as you did, Devinder, and many others about the Onavo Protect. Apple changed its policies to prohibit the way Onavo Protect worked. So Facebook, that app was taken out of the store. Facebook took it out of the store or Apple blocked it from the store, but it was gone. It looks like, according to Constein, they got somebody to look at the code, and the Facebook research app is basically, he says, we found it featured tons of similar code and references to the Onavo Protect program, which meant Facebook was intentionally disobeying Apple's privacy policy.
Yep.
Now, the idea of an enterprise the idea of an enterprise certificate is completely normal. Many companies have internal apps that they want to put on iPhones.
Absolutely.
In order to do that, they have an enterprise certificate. Apple certainly allows this. There also is a test flight app that you can use if you want to test apps. This is normal. And in fact, Facebook's enterprise certificate was used for seeing the day's lunch schedule, coordinating office collaboration, commutes. They used it for pre-launch internal testing versions of Facebook's own app and Instagram. So Apple, which could have simply said, okay, Project Atlas, which is this app, is yanked. You can't do it anymore. Instead, they spanked, I'm sorry, they spanked Facebook by yanking this enterprise app, knowing that this would be completely disruptive.
Well, they revoked the certificate. I mean, in this case, again, I think you could make the argument that the only way Apple knew that they could shut down access to the app would be to revoke the certificate.
Don't they have a kill switch for the app?
No, the kill switch is the certificate. The kill switch is enterprise certificate, right? So honestly, the biggest mistake that Facebook made, if you're doing this, you know you're violating the App Store rules. You're using this enterprise certificate as a way to distribute apps outside the App Store, which is not the way it's supposed to be done. It's supposed to be for internal purposes, whatnot, for testing. It's not supposed to be, we have a research project and we're paying people $20, you know, a month, and we're getting this information for our business. Like, this is not like what, how you're supposed to be using these types of tools. And rather than signing up for a new enterprise account, which would have been the best thing, and having a different certificate to use it, they used their existing enterprise certificate.
So you don't think it was punitive on Apple's part? This was just their only recourse.
It was their only recourse. If Facebook and Google, when they ran the similar thing, had used, I mean, do I think
I think it's punitive. I think Tim Cook calls Mark Zuckerberg and says, pull Project Atlas.
Yeah. You're not wrong, but I also feel like at this point, if you know, I mean, was there some punitive stuff to it? I'm sure there was, but I think you can also make the argument that says you've already banned this type of content from your app store. You've already said this sort of thing isn't allowed. You have
proof. They spanked them.
But you have proof that this is doing it. The only
I'm not
way
saying it's inappropriate. I'm just curious. Did Apple say, all right, to the woodshed with you?
I'm sure they did, but I'm sure that, I mean, you could make the argument where they could, I guess, claim that they're not being punitive by saying, well, the only way we can guarantee that this isn't being used anymore is to revoke the certificate. And if that has, you know, like collateral damage with other apps that use the certificate, so be it. But
I would have went after them much more strongly and been straight up like, this is the plutonium tea, you know, like, listen, sorry, you do this, you get caught. This is looks bad upon us, and we're going to punish the whole system to that, because it does. It ends up looking bad upon Apple because people don't really understand the difference between what they have on their platform. It's a really big issue, and it was really embarrassing.
Here's what Apple told TechCrunch. We design our enterprise developer program solely for the internal distribution of apps within an organization. Yep. Facebook has been using their membership to distribute a data collecting app to consumers, which is a clear breach of their agreement with Apple. Any developer using their enterprise certificates to distribute apps to consumers will have their certificates revoked, which is what we did in this case to protect our users and their data. And oh, by the way, they did it to Google, too. Shortly after they did it to Facebook, TechCrunch discovered Google's ScreenWise Meter surveillance app, very much like the Facebook Research app, was doing the same thing. Apple canceled that enterprise. And that's when Google's GBus program and others stopped working. Now, this is another case of Google telling people, here's the message you'll see. The ScreenWise Meter app collects information on your internet usage, from how long you visit a site to the apps you choose. It also manages your participation in a panel. It's kind of like, and I do this, the Google app to earn Google Opinion Rewards program to earn payments. And I do that once in a while. I answer a survey. ScreenWise, like the Facebook research app, was open to users as young as 13. Constein on TechCrunch says that about 5% of the users were underage of the Facebook app. So it wasn't particularly aimed at teenagers, although it was 13 to 35. So it was aimed at younger users. And it's clearly Facebook's intent to figure out what the hell are the kids doing. Because they ain't using Facebook.
Yeah. What is TikTok? I don't know.
Yeah, what is this TikTok? Why are they doing that? So Google quickly canceled its ScreenWise Meter. And apparently, I don't know how long it took for their enterprise certificate to come back, but Facebook's was turned back on in under 2 days. I think Google got theirs fixed pretty quickly.
Yeah, Apple actually made a statement that they were working, or maybe Google did. They made a statement they were actively working with Apple or Google. You know, they made a statement that they were working together to get things back up and running.
It's a pretty big stick that Apple wields, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, there are questions to ask about that. You're right.
You know, yeah. You expect it, right? Like, you expect that. You go against another huge company and embarrass them, you expect to kind of get hit for it. And it wasn't a big hit. Like, really, within a week, you're all back up. And again, it's a lot of money when you do it. But in the large run, it's really, really tiny. Like, this was like, I don't think it was a big stick. I think that it was a small poke.
I think it's a shot across the bow. It would be a shame if none of your employees was to know what was for lunch today. Yeah.